Today's daf is Vachim daf Nunches, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the sixth perek of Masechtas Vachim, perek Kachi Kadoshim. So the sixth perek picks up really where the fifth perek ended off, and that is Ezeu Mekoyman Shel Zvachim. So the Mishnah had said that Ezeu Mekoyman Shel Zvachim, Kachi Kadoshim, Shchitasam B'Tzafon, V'Kibuldaman B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon. Says the Mishnah, stating that, although the Iker Halacha is Kachi Kadashim Shchitasim B'Tzafon, Kachi Kadashim Shachnu B'Rosh HaMizbeach, if Kachi Kadashim was Shachut B'Rosh HaMizbeach, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki Ilu Nishchutu B'Tzafon. It's as if the Shchita took place in Tzafon, meaning it's Kosher. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and says, Michatzi HaMizbeach Uladarim Kedarim, the Darim side of the Mizbeach is treated like Darim, Michatzi HaMizbeach Uladzafon Kedzafon, whereas the Tzafon side of the Mizbeach is treated like tzafin. Meaning, although there's a halacha that kachi kadashim shchitasim b'tzafin, it is also going to be okay to do the shchita b'roish ha-mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yossi, the entire mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, only the northern part, the tzafin part of the mizbeach. Zok tigmar, Am Rav Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi said that he heard in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan that Omer hoy Rabbi Yossi used to say, kulay mizbeach b'tzafin koi, that the mizbeach wasn't tzafin. Meaning, we'll see, there's a machlokes tanaim, we're exactly in the Azara, the Mizbeach HaChitzim was. And Rabbi Yochanan flaked Zogin, that Rabbi Yossi flaked Zogin, that Kule Mizbeach B'Tzafen Koi, that the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzafen side of the Azara. Now, if that's the case, it should be poshit that if the Koyin would do Shechita of Kachi Kedashim B'Rosh HaMizbeach, it would be kosher. Because what you need is Tzafen, and the Mizbeach itself was in Tzafen. If that's the case, said Rav Asi, Umay Ki Ilu, what did Rabbi Yossi mean when he said, Kachi Kedashim Sheshachnam B'Rosh Mizbeach ki ilu nishchetu betzafin. It is in tzafin, says the Gemara. I would have thought now the tema being in al yerech v'lecha, because when the Torah says the halacha of tzafin, it says v'shachat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach tzafin olifnei Hashem. It says that it has to be al yerech, which suggests next to the mizbeach. So I would have thought that even though roish hamizbeach is tzafin, but it's not al yerech hamizbeach, and therefore it's not kosher. Kamash malon that it's going to be kosher. Amli Rav Zeira Ravasi. So Rav Zeira told Ravasi elamayato the Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda hachi nami the chetzia Tzafin v'chetzia b'darim. So Rav Zeira heard what Rav Asi said. And Rav Asi, the way Rav Zeira understood him, was saying that this, that Rabbi Yossi holds, that you could check Kachi Kedashim b'Rosh HaMizbeach is not because there's something magical about the Rosh HaMizbeach. It's simply because Rosh HaMizbeach is in Tzafin. And Kachi Kedashim Shchitasim b'Tzafin. But to say that if the Mizbeach wasn't in Tzafin, it would be kosher to do a b'Rosh HaMizbeach, that Rav Asi seemed to be saying the name Rabbi Yochanan is not true. If that's the case, let's drag this methodology and say the same should be true according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who argued with Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah, he said that Michatzio Mizbeach u Lidorim is Kedorim, Michatzio Mizbeach u Litzafen is Kedzafen. So presumably he would hold that half the Mizbeach was in Tzafen, that's why half the Mizbeach is Kosher for Shechitas Kachi Kedashim, whereas half is going to be Dorim. But the Gemara says, V'chitei Mehochinami, could that be true? V'atu da'amra mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Asi, I heard you once say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Moedi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that it's okay to do shchita on the tzafin side of the mizbeach, he would agree she'im shachton kenegdon b'karka psula, that if you would check underneath on the karka beneath where the mizbeach is, the Gemara will explain how that's possible, that it would be possible. What's the kasha? If you're going to tell me that the chatzi hamizbeach litzafin was in tzafin, so what's the difference if the shchita was done on the mizbeach or if it was done kenegdon b'karka, it was done on the ground beneath where the mizbeach would supposed to be? Elamai, it's mashma, the Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach wasn't in Tzafen at all. So if that's the case, maybe say the same thing according to Rabbi Yossi. Amalei, so he told him that, Chachi kam Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echadarsha, you're right. I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, when he said that Rabbi Yossi holds Kula Mizbeach with Tzafen Kai, he wasn't coming to explain Rabbi Yossi's sheet in the Mishnah. The reason Rabbi Yossi holds in the Mishnah that you can check Kachi Kedashim B'Rosh HaMizbeach, it's because there's a special din that Rosh HaMizbeach is kosher for Shechitas Kachi Kedashim. And it has nothing to do with the fact that the Mizbeach is B'Tzafen. It just so happens that Omer Hoyer Rabbi Yossi, that kulam is bech but safen kai. But it's more a coincidence than it is anything else. And if that's the case, just like according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a special koyach of the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a special koyach of half the mizbeach. But regardless, what Rabbi Asi was responding was and was saying, I agree with you. And achinami, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that the mizbeach wasn't in safen. Even the safen part of the mizbeach wasn't in safen. And when Rabbi Yossi said that according to Rabbi Yossi, kulam mizbeach but safen kai wasn't coming to explain pshat in Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. What then is the explanation? What is the beer in the machloek? Is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Shnei Mikra Echadashu. It says, V'zavachta Allah V'zayloi Secha V'es Shal Mecha. And really, if you think about it, it's almost a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. So if you know Torah Shepik Sav, really the way you start the sugya is almost with a kasha. Like, what's the chiddush? The pasuk says in the end of Parashas Yisrael, after the Aseres Hadibris, so there's psukim in the Torah that talk about the mizbeach achitzay. And the pasuk says, mizbeach adama tasali, vizavachta olav es oiloi secha, ve'eshlo mecha es tzoncha ve'es bekarecha. And isn't it a mefurish? Mizbeach adama tasali, and what should you do on the mizbeach? Vizavachta olav es oiloi secha, ve'eshlo mecha es tzoncha. Now, if you look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says, what does it mean, mizavachta olav? It doesn't mean literally on the mizbeach. Olav means next to the mizbeach. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that both hold, that you could shech even b'reish ha-mizbeach. They were both darshaning this pasuk. And they darshaned it literally. Vizavachta olav esayleisecha v'eshlamecha. Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi holds kula olav kula v'shlam. Now, what the pasuk means is, the entire mizbeach is kosher to shech the noila, and the entire mizbeach is kosher to shech the shlam. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, half of it is kasha for oila, half of it is kasha l'shlamim. These are the kula oila, because if you're going to tell me that the entire mizbeach is kasha l'oila and kasha l'shlamim, hash the kula l'oila kasha, kula l'shlamim mibaya, why would the Torah have to say that the entire mizbeach is kasha l'oila and l'shlamim? Just say it's kasha l'oila, which is kachi kadasha, which has a much more limited space, and I would know for sure that it's kasha l'shlamim. So from the fact that it says oila and shlamim, probably what it means is chetzi l'oila, the chetzi l'shlamim. Which chetzi is l'oila? Presumably the tzafen part of it, because there's always a din tzafen when it comes to kachi gadash. The idach, Rabbi Yossi is going to tell you that I don't think it's a diuk why the Torah had to mention shlamim if it already mentioned oila. It's true. I can tell you, so good idach. I mean, I would have thought oila who did dachik le'makoyim. Maybe the Torah purposely said that you can shecht the carbon oila b'roish ha-mizbeach because you don't really have that much space to shecht the carbon oila. Where was the oila shachut? Tzafen, so there was very limited space. So maybe the Torah just wanted to add a little space. The Torah said, you know, in addition to tzafen, you could also do a b'roish ha-mizbeach. Ava shlamim b'lidachik le'makim e'maloi, but maybe shlamim, where you have the entire azara to shecht it, I would think there it's different. Kamash malon. The bottom line is, the makar to the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, has nothing to do with where geographically the Mizbeach was positioned in the Azara. It has nothing to do with whether the Mizbeach was entirely in Tzafen or whether it was Chetzi B'Tzafen V'Chetzi B'Dar, but rather it boils down to how to dash in a Pasuk of Parshas Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Mizbech Adama Tasali V'Zavachta Olav V'Soyloi Secha V'Eshlamecha. Now Rashi says V'Zavachta Olav, Rashi Chumash means V'Zavachta next to it. But the Tanoam said Rabbi Yochanan held V'Zavachta Olav means literally. It means you can check on the Mizbeach. So how do you dash in the Pasuk? Rabbi Yossi said, Oiloi secha ve'eshlo mecha are both kosher on the entire mizbeach. So it's mefurish. The entire mizbeach is kosher, even for the carbon oila. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, darshin chetzi oila ve'chetzi oila shlamim. Guf. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. The Gemara had mentioned that Rav Asi said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, Moidi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, shem shachton kinegdon bekarka psulois. That if the shechita happened underneath the mizbeach, meaning the karka where the mizbeach of beneath the Mizbeach, over there, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that even if you're on the Tzafen side, still it's going to be possible. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Tzafen part of the Reish HaMizbeach is kosher, but Kinegdom Bekarka is going to be possible. So, Amalei Rav Achmi Difti L'Rabino, my Kinegdom Bekarka. Just literal translation. What does it mean when we say Kinegdom Bekarka? Ilei Ma Am Yisoid Am Asoiviv doesn't mean the Am Yisoid and the Am Asoiviv. That part of the Mizbeach, Hai Gufi Mizbeachu, that is the Mizbeach, which incidentally, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because the Lashon HaMishnah was, Kachei Kadoshim, Sheshachtam B'Roisha Mizbeach. So we're saying now that Roisha Mizbeach is Lavdafka, Ami Yisoid and Ami Soivev, L'chura is Gufei de Mizbeach. And if it's Gufei de Mizbeach, it should definitely be kosher. V'oid, Mai Kinegdon B'Karka, it's not Kinegdon B'Karka, it's not on the Karka. it's part and parcel of the Mizbeach. Maybe it means if there were tunnels underneath the Mizbeach. Maybe that's what connect the Mizbeach means. Meaning underground. They built the Mizbeach on top of a tunnel. But the Gemara says, is that kosher? In that case, the Mizbeach itself would be possible. It had to be built from the Adamah. You couldn't build it on top. It couldn't be any underground tunnel, cave, or anything else beneath the Mizbeach. So it's not possible. So what does connect the Mekarka mean? So the Gemara says, Lo'itzricha achidish debatzri betzure. What happened was, the Mizbeach, for whatever reason, wasn't there. Right? There were times in Jewish history where there was no Mizbeach. The most obvious one is during the Hanukkah story, where the Beis HaMikdash was completely ransacked. So there was no Mizbeach. So what did they do? They had to build a new Mizbeach. Now, Pasha, you would think if they had to build a new Mizbeach, they would have to follow the dimensions that are outlined in the Torah. This Gemara, you see a very, very big Chiddush, something we're going to get to on a different day. But you see a Chiddush that the dimensions of the Mizbeach were ma'akiv. The only thing that was ma'akiv, it's a Gemara later, was the fact that it should be a perfect square, that it should be rivua. But in terms of the actual dimensions, were ma'akiv. So what would be if the Mizbeach, for whatever reason, was removed? And now they built a new Mizbeach, but it was batzri betzurei. It was a little bit smaller than the original Mizbeach. It was a rivua, so it was a kosher Mizbeach, it was a perfect square, but it was a little bit smaller. And now you want a shecht, connect them to Karka, and the place which would be Ra'i L'Mizbeach based on the dimensions outlined in the Torah, but right now it just so happens there's no Mizbeach there. Is it kosher or is it pasul? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. The moida hay Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, she'em shachtan kinegdom bekarka, psulois, it's going to be pasul. Zok to Gemara. Amar Abzeir. Abzeir is it. Ef she'is lahad Rabbi Yochanan, v'loi taninala b'mas nisen. Rabbi Yochanan had said that Rabbi Yosef's shita is that the entire Mizbeach was betzafen. And as we mentioned right in the beginning of the Yom, that really, it's a machlokes tanam, as we'll see, where the Mizbeach was situated in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan said that Omer Hay Rabbi Yosef flaked Zogin, Kule Mizbeach betzafen Kai. The entire Mizbeach was softened. The Gemara said that Amiram thought that the reason Rabbi Yochanan said it was to explain Shad and Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah that said, Kachi Kadosh and Sheshach and Beresh and Mizbeach is Keilu Nishchetu Betzafen, presumably because Lishitasa, he holds the entire Mizbeach was in Tzafen. So if you do Beresh and Mizbeach, you're doing it in Tzafen. But the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara said that that's not Shad and Rabbi Yosef. Shad and Rabbi Yosef is based on the Pasik, Mizbech Adama Tasali, Vizavachta Olavasai Lesecha Veshlamecha. But being that we brought this sheet as Rabbi Yosef, Omer Hoyer Rabbi Yosef that Kulam is Beicham Betzoch Mekoy. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that somehow had a Messiah that that was the case. So the Gemara is going to do what it does. The Gemara is going to digress literally from here till the middle of Daf Nun Tesam at Aleph to discuss number one sheet as Rabbi Yosef that the entire Mizbeach was Betzofen, and more generally the opinion of different Gedolei HaTanoim where exactly the Mizbeach was in the Azara. So a little bit of math, a little bit of geography. So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zeir. So Rabbi Zeira commented. He said, "Efshe isalah de Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo itanina lo b'masisan." Is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan's right, and it's not mentioned anywhere in a Mishnah? Meaning, there must be a Mishnah somewhere that says what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Rabbi Yosi holds the entire Mizbeach was bitzaf. So the Gemara says, "Nafak." Dok, Vashkach, Reb Zera, Kiyodua, was a big baki in Mishnayis, and in Gemara, Bryce's, we've spoken about that a different time. He was a Sinai Reb Zera. So Reb Zera goes out and he says, sure enough, I have a Mishnah. Not a Mefurish Mishnah. If it was a Mefurish Mishnah, we wouldn't be having this discussion. It would be Mefurish. But he said, I have a Diuk, Dok, Vashkach. He found a source. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Biru Misham, Atsi Tehena Yofim, Lesadim, Arocha, Shnia, Shalkatera. So the Mishnah over there is discussing the second Marocha that was on the Mizbeach. So we know on the Mizbeach Achitzain, there was a big monster Marocha. What was the purpose of the Marocha? It was to do the regular Haktara that you had to do with all Karbonis. But in addition to the big Marocha Gedoyla, there was also a small Marocha. What was the purpose of the small Marocha? So the small Marocha served two purposes. Number one, the Marocha was used to have coals to bring into the Heichal to use for the Kitayres. Number two, it was also used for the Haktara of the Shnei Bezichei Levoina that were brought together with the Lechem Aponim. So the Mishnah is describing this Marocha. They took Atzei Te'eno, wood from a Te'eno tree. Yofin Lesad Marocha Shnei Shal Kitayres. Now, where did they make the Marocha? It was Keneged Ker Marovis Deroimis. It was in the direction of the Marovis Deroimis corner of the Mizbeach, Moshuch min HaKeren Klapei Tzofen, it extended from the corner towards Tzofen, Arba Amos, four Amos. How much wood did they take? Ba'oimet Chomish Sam Chalom. They took enough wood that they thought, in their best guesstimation, would create five son of Yechalim. With the Shabbos, on Shabbos, Ba'imit Shmoyna son Yechalim. They had to take more wood, because they had to create not five son, but they had to create eight son. Why did they need more Yechalim on Shabbos? Because as we mentioned, one of the purposes of the Marocha Shniyah was to be makta the Shnei Bezichim. And when were they makta the Bezichim Levayna for the Lechem upon him? Right, what was the changing of the guard with the Lechem upon him? It all happened on Shabbos. So Shasham HaYunayis and Shnei Bezichim Levayna shal Lechem upon him. Al-Kopanim, that's what this Mishnah says. So the Mishnah talks a little bit about the Marocha Shniyah. The Marocha Shniyah was made from Atzei Te'ena. It was four Amos to the north of the Keren Marovis Deroimus. How much wood did they have? Enough to make five sa'im during the week, and enough to make eight sa'im on Shabbos. It says the Gemara, Umaisim on Rabbi Yosi. How do you know that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi? Because we're about to prove from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi holds the entire Mizbeach wasn't softened. So the first thing we need to establish is, how do you even know the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi? So the Tana, I'll tell you why I know that. Because Rabbi Yosi said, Zesimen. Take this rule and run with it. Anything that was taken from the Mizbeach HaPnimi and was brought to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, so the part of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin that you were supposed to put it on was the part closest to the Heichal. Meaning a place that the closest place. There can't be any place closer. And the same is true in the reverse. Anything that was taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and brought into the Heichal, you had to take it from the place to that was closest to the Heichal. So that's a memory that Rabbi Yosi said. Says the Gemara. What did Rabbi Yosi? What was he referring? Ilem Shirayim. Does he mean Shirayim? Meaning that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatois HaPinimiyos that were done in the Heichal. So it's a dover that's nito b'fnim, and now you're going to pour it on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Where in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin do you pour it? In the place that's closest to Pesach HaYomayit, the Yisoid HaMaravi. I don't need Rabbi Yosi to tell you Zeh Simen. Zeh Simen of Rabbi Yosi sounds like he's telling you something that maybe you wouldn't have known. Badik Simbu, El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'il, Asher Pesach Ha'il Ma'il. It's a Mefurit, it says it three times in the Torah. It's a Mefurit Shapasik, that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatois HaPnimiyos were done on the Yisoid that was closest to the Ha'il Ma'il. Vesu, additionally, the second thing that Rabbi Yosi said was, Kol Anitel B'chutz Linosim B'fnim. Any time you take something from the Mizbech HaChitzayin and you bring it into the Mizbech HaPnimi, so you should take it from where? The place closest to the Heichal. What is he referring to? Is he referring to the coals that were taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin to bring into the Heichal, to bring the special Ketoiris that was brought on Yom Kippur, Behedik Sibu? That's also a version of the Pasuk. Because it says, V'lokach Moleya Machto Gachalei Eish Me'ala Mizbeach Mi'lifnei Hashem. It sounds like you're supposed to take it from Lifnei Hashem. So again, I don't need Rabbi Yosi to tell me Zeh Simen for those two halachas. Okay, we have a brayso. Rabbi Yosi says that anytime you're taking something from the Mizbeach HaPnimi to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, where on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin should you bring it to? The place closest to the Heichal. And anytime you take something from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and bring it to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where should you take it from? From the place closest to the Heichal. So the question is, what exactly was Rabbi Yosi referring to? Don't tell me Shvicha Shirayim, because I don't need Rabbi Yosi for that. And don't tell me the Gecholim for the Ketoris that was burning Yom Kippur. I don't need Rabbi Yosi for that either. Elokol Anitol B'fnimli Not HaMechotz is referring to the Shnei Bezicha Levoyne Shalachem Apon, the Gamri Mishirayim, the Shnei Bezicha Levoyne that came not from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but from the Heichal, came from the Shulchan, and it was brought onto the Mizbeach HaChitz. So you know where you're supposed to put it? You're supposed to put it on the place closest to the Heichal. Just like Shirayim, which comes from the Heichal to the Mizbeach HaChitzah, and you put it on the Yisoid Marovi, because that's the place closest to the Heichal, so to the Shnei Bezicha Levoyna is going to be the same thing. And when we say, Anitel B'chutz Linasa Mifnim, what's that referring to? Gecholim D'chol Yoyme V'yoyme. It's referring to the coals that were taken every day from the Mizbeach HaChitzah, from the Maroch HaShniyah, to be used for the Ketores, that they too should be taken Milifnei Hashem. And how do I know that? The Gamron Migecholim Shal Yoyme HaKippurim. I learned that from the Gecholim of Yom Kippurim. Just like the Chol of Yom Kippurim, the Torah says Mefurish V'lokach Mleyamach V'gach Le'esh Me'al Mizbech M'lifnei Hashem M'loi Chafnav. It says it Mefurish. So too, every day the Torah was not in the same way. So clearly Rabbi Yosi was of the opinion that the Shnei Bezichei Levoyna had to be done on the part of the Mizbech HaChitzoin that's closest
to the Heichal. Additionally, the Gecholim that was taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzon every single day for the Ktoiris that was brought in the Heichal also had to be taken from a part of the Mizbeach that was closed. If that's the case, it makes perfect sense, says Reb Zeira, setting up what he's about to say, that the Mishnah that discussed the Marocha Shnia, and it had to be four Amis from Marovas Deroimis towards the Tzofen side, we're trying to position it in a very strategic place. Additionally, we're worried about how much Gecholim there's going to be. Enough Gecholim for the Bezichei Levayna, enough Gecholim for the Ketores. It's probably Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi, you see, was very sensitive to where on the Mizbeach this was all going to go down. He learned out from the Shvich HaShirayim that the Shnei Bezichei Levayna had to be literally Pesach HaYomayit. And he learned out from the Ketores on Yom Kippur that the Gecholim that you're going to take for the Ketores every day also has to be from the Pesach HaYomayit. So we know that the Tana, the Mishnah, is Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is trying to accomplish what? He's trying to accomplish that the Maroch HaShniyah should be Keneged HaYomai. So how did he accomplish that? What did he say? He said, remove this Maroch HaShniyah, four Amis, remove it four Amis from the Kerem Marovas Deroimis, says the Gemara. Umay Kosov. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? In terms of geographically, where exactly the Mizbeach was. I Kosovar, if he holds Kula Mizbeach B'Darim Koy, if he holds the entire Mizbeach was in Darim. So, just one thing is clear, nobody disagrees with, and that is the Pesach of the Heichal. The entrance to go from the Azara into the Heichal was smack in the middle of the Azara, which means half the Pesach of the Heichal was on the Tzofen side, half the Pesach of the Heichal on the Darim side. Now the Pesach of the Heichal was 10 Amis wide, which means 5 of the Amis were on Tzofen, 5 of the Amis were on Darim. Now you didn't go straight from the Azara into the Heichal. What do you have to go through? The Ulam. The Ulam also had a door. The Ulam's door was twice as wide as the Heichal's door. It was 20 Amos wide. And it too was centered. So that half the Pesach Ulam was on the Tzafin side, half the Pesach Ulam was on the Darim side, which means 10 Amos of the Pesach Ulam was on the Tzafin side, 10 Amos of the Pesach Ulam was on the Darim side. That's 100% clear. Now, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach was in Darim, so let's say that the Mizbeach literally ends at the midpoint of the Azara. So if you want to look at it relative to the Pesach Ayol Mayed, because that's what we're trying to do, we're trying to learn halachas of taking things from the Ayol Mayed to the Mizbeach, from the Mizbeach to the Ayol Mayed. So relative to the Pesach of the Ayol Mayed, let's assume that the Mizbeach begins, or ends, depending on which side you're looking at it from, at the 5 Amos point of the Pesach Ayol Mayed, which would be the Darim side of the Ayol Mayed. So now you're going to tell me that we want to remove the Maroch HaShniyah 4 Amos from Keren Marovis Deroimis, which is the entire other side of the Mizbeach, so that it should be Keneged Ayol Mayed. That's not going to get you very far if you move it 4 Amis. Why? Because how big was the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach was a square. It was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. So, just to speak it outside first, 4 Amis, if it was 32 Amis, if you remove it 4 Amis from the Keren Marovis Deroimis, you still have 32 minus 4. You have a very long way to go until you're going to get it to where you have Pesach Ayol Mayed. So you would have to move it a lot further. Let's see it inside. You should have to move it. How much? 27 Amis. If you would remove it 27 Amis from the Kerem HaRavas Deraimis, so then when you walk out, you would hit it. It would be right there. But otherwise, you're going to have to make a turn and you're going to have to do a lot of walking. And even if you're going to tell me that Kedushas Heichal and Kedushas Ulam is Chada, so that comes up a lot in Masech Dizvachim. What would it mean in our sugya? What it would mean is that if there's a din that it's supposed to be Pesach Ayol Mayed, so Pesach Ulam would also work. Okay, so if you have the Pesach Ulam and that's considered Pesach Ayol Mayed, so you have another 5 Amis to work with. So you don't have to remove it from the Kerem HaRavas Deroimis 27 Amis, 5 Amis left. Less. How much is that? Esrim v'tarti boi meisi. Only 22 amos. Because of a chetzi b'tzav v'chetzi b'darim. And if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yossi holds, not that the entire Mizbeach was in Darim, but rather half of it was in Darim and half of it was in Tzofen, so that of the 32 amos of the Mizbeach, 16 were in Tzofen, 16 were in Darim. How many amos would you have to remove the Maroch HaShniyah from Kerem HaRavas Deroimis to make it Pesach Ayol Mayed? 11. Right? Because you have 5 Amis that make up, so at the very least, you'd have to remove it 11. So, Chatzri Boy Lamesi, you should have to remove it 11 Amis. The Eloch, because of the Kedusha Seichel, Ulam Chalim, and even if you're going to tell me, there are Yossi holds at the Heichel and the Ulam are the same Kedusha, so you don't have to move it 11, so it's 11 minus 5, so you have another 5 Amis to work with. Just get it Pesach or Ulam, and that's already going to be enough. But just Boy Lamesi, at the very least, 6. And what did we say? We said 4. Ella Lav says the Gemara, the only way in the world to make this Mishnah work is Mishum de Kasava Kulam Mizbeach Mitzafen Kai. Must be Rabbi Yossi held that the entire Mizbeach was in Tzafen. not on the Darim side, but on the complete other side, on the Tzafin side. If that's the case, so really, as long as you'd be standing at the edge of the Mizbeach, you would have five Amis where you would be Kineged Pesach HaYomai. But at the same time, why did he say remove it four Amis from Kerem HaRavis Deroimis? The Hani Arba Amis, Ami Yisoid, that's one. Because the Ami Yisoid was included in the 32 Amis. The Amis Soide, which was also included in the 32 Amis. The Amis Mokim Kronis, the corner was also an Amis. The Amis Mokim Ragla Kehanim. And you also need an Amis for the Ragla Kehanim, because you're going to make a Marach. You can't put the Marach literally right next to the Karen, because how are they going to walk around if they have to attend to the fire? So there has to be like a little walkway. So you have to have at least another Amis. The bottom line is if you remove it four Amis, it's good. But the Chimaski, the Kamitve, if you remove it anymore, so like a Pesach, it's not going to be a Pesach. Bottom line is, Rav Zeira said, the Rav Yochanan had this Mesoira that Oymahay Rav Yossi Kulam is Beach. Incidentally, Stam Rav Yossi in Shas is Rav Yossi Rav Chalafta, who was a historian. He was the author of the Seder. That was the ultimate history work that all the Rishonim relied on. So he had his Mesoira of exactly where the Mizbeach was. He said the entire Mizbeach was B'tzafen, and Reb Zeira felt that it must be Mefurish somewhere in a Mishnah, or at the very least, there must be a Diyuk in a Mishnah somewhere to what Reb Yechanan saying, Nafach, Dok, V'ashkach, he found this Mishnah, the Mishnah that says that the Marach HaShniyah that had to be Keneged HaYomayit was done. We are four Amos from Karen Maravis Deroimis. He knew that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi based on a Braisa, and the only methodology that makes sense of why you would want the Marach HaShniyah to be there is if the Mizbeach was B'tzafon, and he held that you had five Amos to play with in order for it to be Keneged Pesach HaYomayit. Four Amos were added to the picture, because the Amos Yisoy, the Amos Soivev, the Amma walkway and the Amma the Karen, that's not Negeya. So he felt you have to put it right there. That way you'll be able to be Mekayim, Keneged Pesach HaYomayit. Bottom line is, you see clearly that Rabbi Yossi held that the entire Mizbeach was B'tzafon. Zok Tegmar, Amr Rabad Barahava. So Rabad Barahava said, I hear Rabbi Zeira, very geschmack, but I don't know if it's Muchach. I don't know if it's Muchach that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Because maybe I'll say, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Tana of Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda. How does that help me? The Tana relating to the Brides, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe they said, Mizbeach memutzava oy mebeemza azar. The Mizbeach was really smack in the middle of the azar. Vishloish mishdayim ames hoy, that we know. It was a 32 ames square. Eser ames keneged pischoy shel heichal. The eches. Achas esrei ama mikan. Vachas esrei esrei mikam. He played it out. He said it was 32 ames. It was smack in the middle of the Azara. The Pesach of the Hechel was also smack in the middle of the Azara, which means 10 of the 32 Amis were literally Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach of the Azara. 32 minus 10 is 22. You had 11 on one side, you had 11 on the other side. Nimtza Mizbech Mechuvin Keneged Hechel. So it comes out, the Mizbech is Kenuv Chuvin Keneged. What did we accomplish just now? We didn't do anything. We had a tzad that maybe the Tana of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach was in middle, chetzi b'tzav and chetzi b'darim. But the Gemara rejected that because it wouldn't make sense, the four Amis. You would need more than four Amis. So the Gemara says, soif, soif, the Rabbi Yehuda chatzri boy lemesi. Exactly how did you accomplish anything? You have to move it at least 11 Amis. The ikasava kedusha seichav olum chadim ilsi shiz boy lemesi. At the very least, it has to be six. We just went through this a moment ago. All you did was change the names. You changed it from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yehuda, but you didn't really accomplish anything. Says the Gemara, Mi sarvis hani arba amis bahadi ami yisoyd v'amis soyviv. Arba amis bar mi ami yisoyd v'amis soyviv. Rabbi Yehuda, really the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was chetzi b'tzafin v'chetzi b'dar. If it was chetzi b'tzafin v'chetzi b'darim, how many amis of the Mizbeach are on the darim side? 16 out of the 32. How many Amis, would you have to remove this Marach HaShniyah from the Kerem Maravis Deroimis to make it Keneged the Pesach HaYomayit? So, to get it Keneged the Pesach of the Heichel, you'd have to remove it at least 11 Amis. At the very least, 11 Amis. Now, if you hold that Heichel V'ulam, Chod HaKedushihi, then you don't have to remove it 11, you only have to remove it 6. Because as long as it's Keneged the Pesach of the Ulam, it's as if it's Keneged the Pesach of the Ulam. The Mishnah says you only have to remove it 4. The reason is, we're not counting the Am Yisoid and the Am Yisoid. We're counting on top. When you're standing on top, you remove it 6. If you remove it 4. If you remove it 4 from on top, it's the equivalent of removing 6 from bottom. That's the way it's going to work. Freik de Gemara, if that's the case, if you can make it work by saying that the Mizbeach was Chatzir B'tzaf and Chatzir, why didn't the Gemara just say it earlier? Why do we have to switch from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yehuda and say that Rabbi Yehuda really holds it was Chatzir B'tzaf and Chatzir B'darim and I can make it work? Why couldn't we just stick
with it being Rabbi Yosi. The Nukma ka Rabbi Yosi, ube memutza. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda shemanale memutza behedya. The reason the Gemara thought it made more sense to say Rabbi Yehuda, because maybe it's a little bit of a chiddush for it to be in the middle, and we know for sure that is Rabbi Yehuda shita. So the Gemara said that it's not muchach that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Maybe that Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda, because you see the Mishnah works very well if it was Be'emtza. Bottom line is, you have no raya that Rabbi Yosi holds that the entire Mizbeach was Betzafen. For sure you have no raya, because that Mishnah can very easily work even if you hold that it was Be'emtza. Why the Gemara said it has to be Rabbi Yosi? You're right, it doesn't have to be Rabbi Yehuda. You can keep it Rabbi Yosi. The point, the punchline of what the Gemara is saying now is that there is no hechruch from this Gemara that the entire Mizbeach was Betzafen. So before we go weiter, maybe we'll go weiter, but just one ha'ara, one rather lengthy ha'ara. That is that, so the Mishnah began with a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Kachi kadashim sheshachnem b'roish ha'mizbeach. Rabbi Yosi oimer ki'ilu nishchetu b'tzafen. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda oimer michatzi ha'mizbeach uledarim kedarim. Michatzi ha'mizbeach uletzafen kedzafen. And the Gemara thought originally that being that kachi kadashim shechitasim b'tzafen, maybe the hezber in the machloikis is whether the Mizbeach was Betzafen or whether the Mizbeach was Chatzi Betzafen, Chatzi Bedarim, but the Gemara came out not that way, and the Gemara came out that really it comes down to how to understand the Pasuk of Parshas Yisroel, where the Pasuk says, Mizbech Adam Atasali, V'zavachta Olav Es Eloisecha Ve'eshlamecha. It says clearly, V'zavachta Olav. Rashi and Chumash teaches, Olav doesn't mean literally Olav. The Zrika was done Olav, the Akhtar was done Olav, the Shvicha Shirayim was done Olav, but the Shchita wasn't done Olav. But at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda must have learned Olav literally, and as a result, the din is that Kachi Kadashim, which needs Tzafin, Sheshachtam B'Rosh HaMizbeach, even if you hold that the Rosh HaMizbeach wasn't in Tzafin, still the Halach is going to be Kasha. Tosfos asks a Kasha that from the Lashon HaMishnah, it's Mashma, that really the Katchili, you're not supposed to Shech Kachi Kadashim B'Rosh HaMizbeach. It's only Kachi Kadashim Sheshachtam B'Rosh HaMizbeach, but the Katchili not. And Tosfos asks that the Drosha, the Makar that the Gemara brings, seems like a Katchili. Mizbech Adama Tassali V'Zavachta Olav Esoilei Secha V'Eshlamecha. Meaning, if you're going to teach Olav, meaning literally, on the Mizbeach, so it's a Mefurish HaPasek. V'Zavachta Olav Esoilei Secha V'Eshlamecha. So why the Loshen B'Dievet in the Mishnah? So Tosfos says that you have to say Enochinam Mida Iraisa Shoychet LeKatchila Kedidarshina Mizavach Da'Olav. Aye, why does the Mishnah say Loshen B'Dievet? So Tosfos says it's only Mida Rabbanon Shloi Tarbitz Kalalim. Because if you're going to take a live animal, you're going to put it on the Mizbeach, and then you're going to yield a sword, a knife. So the Mizbeach may be the animal may be Marbitz Kalalim. So it's an Isser D'Rabbanon Gizera Shloi Tarbitz Kalalim. It's for that reason that the halacha is that you can't do shchita b'roish ha'mizbeach, but it's only b'drabot. Because enechanami midday raisa, it's going to be okay. So had a ha'ara. That is that we're all familiar with the akedah, and what happened at the akedah? Avraham Avinu takes Yitzchak and he ties him up b'roish ha'mizbeach, va'yikach es ha'macheles lushchit es b'noi, and he's ready to go ahead and shecht Yitzchak b'roish ha'mizbeach. Avram was going to shecht Yitzchak b'roish ha'mizbeach. L'chura, shtel tzich d'shayla. We know that Yitzchak Avinu was an oilam. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem comes to Avram and he tells him, Kachno es binchas yechidcha asher ohavtes Yitzchak, v'lech l'cha l'eretz ha'mayriya, v'aleu shom v'oilo, alach ed ha'orim asher oimer elach." It was very clear. Yitzchak wasn't a shlomim, he wasn't a chatos. Yitzchak was a carbon oil. It's a mefurish apostle. Yitzchak was an oil. If Yitzchak was an oil, so how was Avram Avinu going to do the akedah b'roish ha'mizbeach? Wasn't there a halacha that it had to be b'tzafen? So Pasha, you're going to tell me it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says kachi kedashim sheshachtam b'roish ha'mizbeach keilu nishchetu b'tzafen. But Tosfos was medayik that really it's only b'dieved. It's not l'katchila. And even though Tosfos says that it's only midrabbanan, that it's b'dieved, midei raisa, it's kosher, meaning even l'katchila. But we know Avram Avinu kept all the derabbanans. Avram Avinu kept kol atei rekuba v'afilu erev tavshilin. So at the end of the day, if there's an issa derabbanan to shecht kachi kedashim b'roish ha'mizbeach, why was Avram Avinu ready to take his son Yitzchak v'aleu la'oila and shecht him b'roish ha'mizbeach? So Pasha, you'll say, because Tosfos gave a reason for it. Tosfos said that the reason you're not supposed to do Shchita, b'roish ha'mizbeach, is shalai tarbitz kolalim.
maybe that's only a chash when it comes to a behemoth. Maybe with a human being, that's not a chash. And even though you find that, you know, human beings also get very nervous about the schalchala malka, Esther, Chazal say, was she was pierced in Ida, she was very, very scared. But the bottom line is, maybe the chash of shleitar b'tzkulolim is something that only applies to behemoths. Maybe it's not something that applies to a human sacrifice, such as Akedah Yitzchak. But the truth is, this is a very abridged version of a long, scenic piece of raid that the Achronim talk about. I heard from Yeshua and Chumasher, he spoke about this Ha'ara. So let's just take three steps back and speak out some raid that we've spoken about, but Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, raid that really permeates the entire Seder Kachim. And that is the Rambam in Hilchas Beis Abchira, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, he discusses the Makom HaMizbeach. And he says that the fact that Hashem chose the Haram Meiria and the specific place where the Mizbeach is, but Haram Meiria, wasn't a coincidence. But this is a place that's Mechuvin B'Yoyser, and it's a place that literally from the beginning of time had a special place of Kedusha. And the Rambam goes through. He says, B'miktosh Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. In the Makom HaMikdash, that's where Yitzchak Avinu's Akedah took place. He says that that's where Noach, when he came out of the Teva, built the Mizbeach. That's where Cain and Hevel brought their Karbonas. Ubay Hikrev Adam Arishan Kishanibur Karbon. When Adam Arishan was born, he brought a carbon. Misham Nivra, in fact, the earth that Hashem used to create Adam HaRishayim came from none other than the Makom HaMizbeach. Amru Chachamim, Adam Mimakim Kaparasi Nivra. So the Rambam goes through a little history course, and he tells us all the unbelievable events that we're familiar with, hashtag rest of the story, where they took place. And you want to know where they took place? They took place in the Makom HaMizbeach. But the Briskerov was medayik, that when the Rambam mentions that the Akedah took place in the Makom HaMizbeach, the Rambam says, U'bemikdash Nekad Yitzchak. And Briskerov said that really what the Rambam should have said was Bimakim HaMikdash Nekad Yitzchak. Why does the Rambam say Bimikdash Nekad Yitzchak? Said the Briskerov a chiddush. Really, you would think that Akedas Yitzchak had to conform with the Shulchan Aruch of a carbon that was brought on a bama. So we know that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we brought carbonas on the Beis HaMikdash. But when there was no Beis HaMikdash, you were able to bring a carbon on a bama. What about today? It's really telling. Kedusha Rishayin, a Kitchel Ashayit, a Kitchel Asalavai, Vay Kitchel Asalavai. That's a Gemara that we're going to get to in a few days. But the bottom line is that there was once upon a time when there was no Beis HaMikdash where it was okay to bring carbonas on a bama. Pashit, you would think Akedas Yitzchak was a Hakravas Bama. And as a result, it had to conform with the Shulchan Aruch of how you bring a carbon on a Bama. Said the Briskerov that Vali Nira, that what the Rambam was coming to say, was not Bimokim HaMikdash Nekad Yitzchak Avinu, but rather Bimikdash Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. That the Akedah went with a Mahalach of Akravas Mikdash. And it had to conform with the Rambam and Hilchas Maiser Karbonis and the Rambam and Hilchas Psulei HaMikdash and now with Hilchas Bamas. But rather with Mesech Tezvachim and Menachis that deal with the halachas of how a carbon had to be brought when it was being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Briskerov answered two kashas. He said, number one, there's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that after Hashem tells Avram, al tishchat yodcha al anar v'atas lema umma. So what does Avram Avinu do? He sees an ayil nechas basvach, he takes the ayil, and instead of being makrib Yitzchak, instead he brings the ayil. Says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it's in Perek Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa Omer, Oysa ayil lo yotzim menu dava l'batala. That ayil that was brought, Eloi shal Yitzchak, there was nothing that went l'batala. Ephroi, the Ephra of the ayil, hu yisoid shal gabe ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi. It's the yisoid of the mizbeach ha-pnimi. Gidov, the gidim of the ayil. There were 10. Hey, Masora Kineged Asora Nevolim Shalkinar. Shayu David Menagim Behem. They were the 10 strings of David HaMelech's harp. Oyrei Shel Ayil, the skin of the Ayil, who Ezer Masnav Shel Eliyahu. That was the material, the skin that Eliyahu Navi used to make his famous gargle. Shnei Karnav Shel Ayil, the two horns of the Ayil. Shayfrais, those were the Shayfrais. Bishel smile, the left one, Nishma Koyla, Kodesh Baruch Hu Arsinai. Shenemar, Vayhi Koyla Shayfer. Bishel Yamin, who God Amen Asmal, the right horn was bigger than the left horn. Vasid Lut Koya Baila Asid Love, Bekibu Chogoli, Shenemar, Vahoya Bayemahu, Yitoka Bishayfer Godel. What does it mean, Godel? Bigger than the other one. Because there were two horns. There was a left horn and a right horn. The left horn was used by Maimed Arsinai. But Vahoya Bayemahu, Yitoka Bishayfer Godel. The bigger one, the right one. Bottom line is, ain dub. There wasn't one part of the aisle shalayatzu imenu davar lebatal. But one of the things that the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says is oirei shal aisle who ezer shal masnav shal Eliyahu. This was used to make the garth of Eliyahu Hanavi. Freak the Brisker of Akasha. That how in the world did the oir? Let's talk about the oir of the aisle survive. We know an oila has a din that it has to be kulei kol. It has to be completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So if it has to be completely burnt on the Mizbeach, so how did the Ur survive? It's a pellet. How in the world is the Ur hanging around in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi? It was burnt b'shas Maisa. Said Priskarov. So you're going to tell me, because we know this halacha of Hefshev and Nituach. So before they would burn the carbon oil, there were two mitzvahs. Number one, they would skin the oil, give it to the Kehanim. Number two, they would chop it up, and then they would go ahead and burn it. So you'll tell me, because it was a mitzvah of Hefshev. But Frank, the Mizgur of the Mishnah says, and this Perek Paras Chattis, and then the Mesach Tezvachim, Hefshev v'nituach b'mizbeach, v'ein Hefshev v'nituach b'bama. That there was a mitzvah's Hefshev when you were bringing a carbon oil on the Mizbeach. But if you brought a carbon oil on a bama, there was no mitzvah Hefshev. If there's no mitzvah Hefshev, then it's Hadar Dina, that it has to be kulei kol. So Frank the Biskarov, how do you have Oyru Shal Ayil, who is a Moshnav Shal Eliyahu? L'chura, it was Hakrav as Bama. There's no mitzvahs Hefshit. If there's no mitzvahs Hefshit, the earth should have been burned. Said the Biskarov, you see from here, B'miktash Nekad Yitzchak, that it didn't go with a Mahalach of Bama, it went with a Mahalach of Miktash. If it went with a Mahalach of Miktash, there was a mitzvahs Hefshit. If there was a mitzvahs Hefshit, that's why Oyru Shal Ayil, who is a Moshnav Shal Eliyahu. Another thing the Briskarov said is that there's a medrash in a few places. The medrash says when Hashem comes over to Avram and he tells him, Kachnas, Pinchas, Yechitcha, Asher, Haftas, Yitzchak, Velech Lecha, Leretz, HaMairi, Valeo, Sham, Lo'ilos. Avram turns to HaKadosh Baruch and he says, I'm going to bring a carbon? I'm not a Kohen. How in the world am I supposed to bring a carbon? I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you're not a Kohen, Mala, Ani, Alecha, Kilo, At, Kohen. And not only am I going to consider as if you're a Kohen, I'm even going to consider as if you're a Kohen Gadol. Mala ani alecha kilo at the Kohen Gadol. So the Priskarov asks that although it's true the avoda had to be done with Kohanim, that was only the avoda that was done in the Beis Hamikdash. But if you had a bama, you don't have to be a Kohen to do the avoda. So what's Avram Avinu worried about the fact that he's not a Kohen? He's even a Kohen Gadol. Lechur, this is Akrava's bama. If it's Akrava's bama, there's no din Kohen. So the Priskarov ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak. And being ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak, not the mokim Hamikdash. It had a din of Akrava's Mikdash. So it has to conform now with the Shulchan Aruch of how you bring a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. You bring a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash with a Kohen, and that's why he had to be a Kohen. Incidentally, Agav. So why did Hashem tell Avram he has to be a Kohen Gadol? So it's Yodua that the Magen Avram in a Sefer Zayis Ranon said that the reason he had to be a Kohen Gadol is because if Avram Avinu was going to bring Yitzchak as a carbon, he was going to have to do Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylacha, Zrika, Haktara. He was going to have to go through the Dalet of Avodas Adam and the Shiori Mitzvah, Shvicha Shirayim, presumably. He was going to have to go through all the mitzvahs. The moment Avram Avinu was going to Shecht Yitzchak, he was going to have a Din of Anoyin. If he has a din of an oinin, an oinin's not allowed to do the avoid. But we know the Kohen Gadol's makriv oinin. So the Magen Avraham said in Zayis Rani, you want to know why Avraham Avinu had to be a Kohen Gadol? That's why he had to be a Kohen Gadol. He had to be a Kohen Gadol in order for him to be able to firoist the avoida. Because otherwise we'd have a din as an oinin. I saw in the Radal says in his Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he brings the Zayis Ranan, but he says he's not sure. He has a har on it. He says, because the Mishnah says in Masechta Sanhedrin that when Bezdin used to give somebody Mises Bezdin, en kreveyem misablin aleim. There was no aninus. So he's not sure. He says, would there have been a din aninus had Avram Avinu shechted Yitzchak? Just like Haruge Bezdin, being that they're acting upon a tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no aninus, so maybe there would have been no aninus here. I was thinking also that, you know, we know that when Avram Avinu went and he did the Maisa Akedah, he did it besimcha. The Chidas is an unbelievable thing. He says that Avram Avinu was about to shecht his son Yitzchak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, a basko, and he tells him, Al tishlach yotcha al anar v'ataslim uma. Says the Chidah, we know, ein shchina shoyre el mitaych simcha. And that's why a Navi, in order for him to be zoichet in Avua, he had to be in a place of simcha. That's why David HaMelech is always playing with his harp, and the Gemara says, at the end of Masech the Sachim, v'hoye kinagin ha-minagin, right, that the heal of Ruach Hashem, that you had to be in a place of sometimes it says Mizbar LeDavid, sometimes it says LeDavid Mizbar. What's the difference? If David HaMelech was in a place of Simcha, so it's LeDavid Mizbar. But sometimes David needed to get himself into a place of Simcha, so he should be able to now channel with his antennas the Nevuah, the Atroyes HaShechino. So then it's Mizmar LeDavid. He starts off singing Shira. So Avram Avinu is about to shecht his son Yitzchak, and what happens? He has zoichet to nevuah, al tishach yodcha al anar, val taslim uuma, ki atu yadati, ki reo likim ata. How is he zoichet to nevuah? Says the Chidah, he must have been in a place of simcha. It has to be. Because had he not been in a place of simcha, he could not have merited such a nevuah. So he says, you see, the godless of Avram Avinu, when he answers the Velz Kasha, that what was so great about the Nesayin of the Akedah, Avram Avinu wasn't the first, and maybe the first, but certainly not the last person to be makriv, a loved one on the Akedah. The Jews have done it throughout their history. So what's so great about the Nesayin of Akedah? He says, maybe that was the godless. The godless was that he did a besimcha, that as he's literally holding the knife, but he's doing a besimcha. So I don't know if there would have been a makom for aninus. Aninus is le'achalti ba'oini mimeni, it's a lashon of tzar. But the bottom line is, that's the radal's ha'ara, says the Zayis Ran. And you want to know why Avraham Avinu had to be a kohen gadol, not just a kohen? Because the moment Avraham Avinu was going to do the shechita, we'd have a din of an oinin, it's not allowed to do the avoda. But a kohen gadol is hotem miklali. Kohen gadol is makrivayin. Mean that he's makrivayin, that's why he had to be. So the radal says another teretz. He says that it could be shteitin svarim hakdoshim, that the akeda happened. When did the akeda happen? When did the akeda happen? So when did the akeda happen? So really it's a shayla, but the Svarim say that it happened on Yom Kippur. If you take a look at the Chassam Sofer and his Teiras Moshe, and then the Parashas Vayera, take a look at Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin in his Pirush Al HaTorah, and then the Parashas Vayikra, take a look at the Chidah in the end of Parashas Vayera. Rabbi Shua Leib says that Avraham Avinu realizes he's not going to do the Akedah, but he needs to do something. So he sees there's an Ayal Acha Nechaz Basfach. Why the Ayal have to be Nechaz? It's like stuck in the... Why do they have to be Nechaz Basfach? He says, because it was Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, there's an Isser Tzedah. You have the Lamatas Malachas. So how is Avraham Avinu going to go now and catch an Ayal to go bring it as a carbon? So it was Nechaz Basfach. Like this, there was no problem of Tzedah. But as we state in Svar Maktoshin, the Ramami Panu, the Radal brings it from the Svarim, say that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. Oh, if it happened on Yom Kippur, that's why you had to be a Kohen Gadol. Because on Yom Kippur, all the Avodas would not allow you to be a Kohen Gadol. But the bottom line is, that was the aside of the Briskerov. So Briskerov said that even though technically you would have thought that the Akedah happened on a Bama, the Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak, and it had to conform with the halachas of Mikdash. If that's the case, if we need to conform with the Shulchan Aruch of Mikdash, the halach is Kachi Kedashim Shchitas and Betzafen. Coming back to the original question. So, shouldn't there have to be a halach of tzofen? So, I saw in the Chavetzelos Hashor in Parshas Vayera, he tells to a Mikdash David. Mom is beautiful. Mikdash David declares, when we say that kachik gedashim shchitasim betzofen, so what exactly does tzofen mean? Now, the emphasis is machloek is in the Gemara. Three shittas in the Tana. What does tzofen mean? Does tzofen mean, like Rabbi Yossi says, it has to be al yerech hamizbeach tzofeno? Literally, it's from the mizbeach, the northern wall here of the Mizbeach to the Tzofen northern wall of the Azara, as long as it's parallel, mechuvin, literally, to the kira of the Mizbeach. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Another shita is that it doesn't have to be dafka keneged the Yerach HaMizbeach, but Yerach HaMizbeach and the area bein ulam HaMizbeach to the tzofen side, that's also considered tzofen. Rabbi's shita is the entire northern side of the Azara, from the ulam all the way down to the southern wall of the Azara, that entire area is considered tzofen. That's the Rambam's plaque. The Rambam Pasuk is like, Rebbe, that entire area, Rambam has the more inclusive shita, that entire area was considered tzofen. But the Mikdash David declares a different shayla. He wants to know, is it only tzofen, according to Rebbe, of the Mizbeach, or is it tzofen of the Azara? Meaning, it's to the north of the Mizbeach, that entire area, from the Ulam all the way back to the Kaisel HaMizrachi of the Azara, or is it the entire tzofen part of the Azara, meaning that area that's bein ulam ulam mizbeach, not to the north of the mizbeach, or on the other side of the mizbeach, would that have a din of tzofen, or would that not have a din of tzofen? The Shlava says it's a machlok to Rishonim. Rashi says mefurish in Masechta Zvachim Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that it's the tzofen part of the Azara. The entire tzofen part of the Azara has a din of tzofen. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira Perakei, when he describes tzofen, so he brings the halacha of Rebbe, and then he says as follows. He says mikoisel tzfoini shal Azara at koisel hamizbeach. That's 60 and a half amas. That's the area of tzofen. And he says clearly, Mikoisel tzfoini shal azara at koisel hamizbeach. The Tosfos Yontif in Masechtas Yuma asks on the Rambam, that l'chura, I always thought that tzofen means the tzofen part of the azara. If that's the case, the azara was 135 amas long. If it was 135 amas long, so 135 divided in half, that's 67 and a half, that should have been the tzofen side. It's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam, number one, he says, Mikoisel tzfoini shal azara at koisel hamizbeach, and then he even gives you the dimensions. Shureichev shishim with 60 and a half, not 67 and a half. He says, it's Yontif, I think from the Rambam, it's Vavur, that tzofen is only what's tzofen of the mizbeach, but not the entire northern part of the azara. Not what's machleik, this is Rashi. And the Rambam, according to Rashi, it's the Sofen of the Azor. According to the Rambam, it's Sofen of the Mizbech. So said the Chafatzal Sashoroi. If that's the case, Yesh Lacha, was it possible to have Sofen or on the Bama by the Akedah, or was it not possible to have Tzofen by the Akedah? If Tzofen means Tzofen of the Mizbeach, so there was a Mizbeach. So if there was a Mizbeach, he could have Tzofen of the Mizbeach. The Cheftza of Tzofen, for lack of a less yeshivish a word, is north of the Mizbeach. So as long as there's a Mizbeach, you can have north of the Mizbeach. But if Tzofen, if the Heftza of Tzofen is the northern part of the Azara, there was no Azara. You can tell me B'mikdash Nekad Yitzchak from today till tomorrow, but there's no Azara. What do you mean the north of the Azara? There is no Azara. So it says, the Chavetzel HaSharin, it could be Zeyegishmak. You want to know why Avram Avinu went ahead and he did the Akeda Dafka B'Rosh HaMizbeach? You want to know why he didn't do it Tzofen like regular Kachi Kadashin? It's because Rosh HaMizbeach also has a din of Tzofen. Ah, you're going to tell me it's B'di'evet. Doesn't it make more sense like Katchila to do it Tzofen? Not just that. Tosfos says it's Asim D'Rabbanon. So if Asim D'Rabbanon, Avram Avinu kept the D'Rabbanon. I feel Erev Tavshilin. The Teretz says there was no way to do it. If you hold that Tzofen is Tzofen and Mizbeach like the Rambam Shitas and Anachanami, it's a good horror. You could have done it Tzofen. But like Rashi, that Tzofen means Tzofen the Azara. So there was no way to be Mekayim Tzofen the Azara. If there was no way to be Mekayim Tzofen the Azara, so that's why it had to be dafka. There was no other way to do it. It had to be dafka b'Rosh HaMizbeach. So I was looking at my notes. So back in the day, so I used to go to Rav Yeshua's Chumashir. So take notes. So I was looking through my notes and I saw last night that Rav Yeshua, I didn't remember this, Taka asked the Kasha. He asked that, he said over that somebody came over to the Brisker Rav and he asked him that the Akedah was done b'Rosh HaMizbeach. He says, I thought this was a din of Tzofen. So Brisker Rav said, fuck yes, and a Mishnah. So Mefurish a Mishnah. Kachi Gadashin Sheshachtan b'Rosh HaMizbeach. It's going to be Kasha. So he says, afterwards, this Yid went and Reberel, Brisker Rav's son, was there and he went over to Reberel. He asked him the same Kasha. Same Kasha. He wasn't happy with the Brisker Rav's tirades. So he said, I'm going to get a second opinion. So he goes over to Reberel and he asked Reberel the same Kasha that the Akedah Rav Avinu is about to Shecht Yitzchak b'Rosh HaMizbeach. Isn't the halacha Kachi Gadashin? It has to be Bitzofen. So Beryl told him, I don't understand the Kasha. He says, Hashem told Avram, Vahaleu la'oila. Vahaleu la'oila. Vahaleu means that he has to be alive. Now the truth is, why does Vahaleu mean he has to be alive? Why couldn't he do the Shechita and then Vahaleu? So for that you have to know a shtickle from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin that they say over in Brisk. Rabbi Shua Leib, the Maril Diskin, Allah Teira says that we know the halach is chay noises atzma. So he says that had Avram Avinu taken Yitzchak while he was alive, and he would have put him up on the Mizbeach, he wouldn't have been mekayim the vahaleo, because chay noises atzma. But kafo, says the Gemara, there's no halach anymore of chay noises atzma. So that's how Avram Avinu knew, that first he had to do the akedah, literally he had to tie Yitzchak down, and only afterwards vahaleo loilo. So Rabberel said that in the tzivoy of vahaleo, based on the Maril Diskin, it was clear that he had to be alive. So if he had to be alive, there was a tzivui that the shechita was going to be done by Rosh HaMizbeach. So I'm not sure what the kash is. It could be that kachi kedoshim shechitasim betzofen, and maybe really Rosh HaMizbeach shouldn't be good. This is all nice. It's all geshmak ha-tayra. That's what Hashem said. Hashem said v'haleu. V'haleu means that he has to be, and memela, that's the way this is going to have to, he has to be alive, because otherwise it's going to be chay noises atzmai. So memela, this is the only way. This is the only way to do it. So he told him. So what's that?
Why
can't
he be dead?
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, right, it's a good point. But I'll go upon it. Let me just finish the punch. Finish the punchline. So, you're right. Scratch that. But the point is, he said, Valeu held that he had to be Bereish on his Mizbeach. So, Rabbi Yeshua said that Brisker Rav had just started davening Meiriv when he went over to Reberel and he overheard him. So, Brisker Rav pointed with his finger in the middle of Meiriv and he told him, Ezokut. With his finger, he said, you're right, all this Torah, it's very nice. You want to know why the Akedah had to be Bereish on his Mizbeach, the Reises, the Rabbanon, the Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak, it's going with Akrav Hizbam, it's all nice Torah. But at the end of the day, Valeu La'ayla, and the understanding was that he was going to have to be alive, which suggested the shechita was going to be done by Rosh HaMizbeach. It's true, maybe ordinarily not that way, but at the very least, this is a hirah shah that it had to be by Rosh HaMizbeach.